Blog Talk Radio.
Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Yahweh, and have comforted myself. Horror has taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Yahweh, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Psalms chapter 19, verses 49-56, section Zion of Psalm 119. Shalom, 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 shalom. All praise, all honor, all glory. Baruch HaTayah. Be unto the Most High Yah, henceforth forever and forever and ever. That's the words of David. Hallelujah. This is him saying he has kept thy law. We don't have that same testimony, my beloved brothers and sisters, because why? We have been without the law. We are abiding in a strange land. Hallelujah. We can only wait, I say, upon Yah to reestablish the house of Israel, the whole house. I'm not talking about a Hebrew group by that name. I'm talking about all the sons and daughters of Yah from all around the planet. Let's be real about it, my beloved brothers and sisters. It gives us a great deal of pleasure here to come your way in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. We come your way every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, this psalm is very important, the whole psalm, because why? It is alphabetized, not alphabetized, but you see the various sections. At the start of each section, it starts with a Hebrew letter, a Hebrew alphabet. Hallelujah. Very important. Every letter in the Hebrew alphabet is found in this psalm. My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, it is a blessing to come your way in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. Frequently, from time to time, we do talk and we do converse with various brothers and sisters from around the country. Yes, I do this now. When I'm working in my studio, sometime I'll just set it up to do a telephone interview. And praise the Most High Yah. We're just so grateful and thankful for this type of technology. Even though we are not always in the presence of each other, we can still communicate from long distances. Because we praise the Most High Yah for all things and everything, because he is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them there is. He created the what? The multiverse, which they call universe. See, everything the wicked say, all you have to do is just reverse it. What wicked? The wicked of the heathen. I'm not calling my people wicked, because I know Yah is going to fix that. Yes. Hallelujah. The reason why they don't do it and don't know anything about the law, because for the most of them, they don't even know who they are. They don't know who the Creator is, and they don't know what it means to keep the law. Even those of you all who think you are keeping the law, you are fooling yourself. And I'm not going to go back and forth with you. I'm going to let you wait. I'm going to let you stumble upon your own words and upon your own doings. But praise the Most High Yah. We're going to keep doing what we're doing in Knowledge Suite. I don't care what anybody have to say. I'm not down with that, brothers. So y'all just might well take that somewhere else, okay? All right. I want you all to listen in on a brief interview I had with a very good brother, hallelujah, and happened to be a blood relative who, hallelujah, has come into the knowledge of the Creator, who's studying his word and has testimonies. Praise the Most High Yah. Testimonies to back up the fact that he know for real, for real, for real, beyond all shadow of a doubt that the Most High Yahweh is the true and living Elohim, hallelujah, of Israel, of the whole earth, of the multiverse, of all and everything, anything and everything and all things. The Most High Yah is in total control. Because why? He is the only one, the only one, the only true living El Elyon, Most High. Hallelujah. There is no other. So now, without further ado, I want you all to listen in on what Bro D has to tell us. And there will become more of these. Yes, there will become more of these telephone interviews and telephone testimonies that will be coming from various brothers and sisters. So for the next, what, maybe 21, 22 minutes, sit back, relax, and listen as Bro D, hallelujah, informs us of some things, tell us some things about the criminal justice system, and we just conversed about a number of things. So we'll be back at the end of the program. May Yah bless your hearing. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am Yeremiah, Billy Israel, and you are in the Knowledge Suite. Shalom, shalom. I'm Brother Yeremiah Ben Yisrael, and of course, this is the Knowledge Suite, and I have a special hookup and connection here. I'm on the phone with Bro D here, and we'd like to welcome in and welcome Bro D here in the Knowledge Suite. I'd like to just converse with the brother and talk to you about a few things for a few minutes now. Bro D, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. Shalom, shalom, everybody.
All right. Shalom, shalom. Bro D, tell my listening audience where you are today, and just give us a little synopsis here of your recent spiritual experiences, where you're going with this, how you feel about everything right now, and what the Creator's doing for you.
Well, I want to first give all praise to the Most High, to Yahweh. That's a wonderful, wonderful being in this world. Women in my life have grown a whole lot to when I have started. And once again, I have to give him all praise for that. The situation that happened today was a real, real eye-opening to me. I had to go into jury duty today. But as I was in jury duty, my focus was looking at all the people that was walking in and seeing the different colors and everything that walking in, triggered something to me to follow attention to. And it just really caught my attention. And as I was going into through the cycle after, this is my first time doing jury duty. And as I was there waiting, it's a good little wait in the beginning, and we were sitting downstairs, and once I got downstairs and they gave us a number to go by, everybody was numbered, and they gave us a 107 question survey, pretty much they evaluating your life. They impeding in your life and want to know information about you. But as this at least is about 200 some people down the jury, and I found out it was a high power case. And the case was about a man. They want to give him lethal injection. And during the survey, some of the questions were asking, well, what's your religion? And how do you feel about putting somebody to death and all of that? And the only thing I could say to them was, I don't follow no religion. My father is Yahweh. I said, he's the only judge. So who am I? So that wasn't the case, but that just opened my eyes to say they are doing things that of the Most High make decisions about. We are in a situation, we in the times of day that we're doing too much. And I know I'm rambling, but I have so much dealing with this. It's just eye-opening to me.
I don't consider it rambling, brother. In fact, I consider you doing a very, very a tremendously great job of, you know, elaborating and expounding upon these things that we just simply need to know. So, you know, you take your time, relax, and you've said a mouthful. So based upon what you've experienced already at this particular point, how do you feel already, even though you haven't even gone to a trial and just basically have gone through the initial setup of getting, you know, juries together, jury selection, and all those particular procedures that are affiliated with litigation, the litigation process. How are you feeling already at this point about the so-called judicial process in the selection of jurors?
It makes me very angry. It makes me uncomfortable because how can we take on the Most High of judgment of what he does?
Mm-hmm.
We are nobody, you know, and there are railroading a lot of brothers, a lot of sisters can call up in this situation, and something got to be done. But I know he will, the Most High will, for the cease of all this.
So you don't feel like the brothers and sisters are being treated fairly in the, quote, judicial process here in America, in other words?
Not at all.
Because you did mention, you said a lot of brothers and sisters are getting caught up in this, and nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, you are speaking truthfully, and you are stating it exactly as it is. So what are some of the other eerie feelings you get in being in that situation, being your first, you know, being this your first time being involved in this process?
Just knowing that some people that was walking in there was blind to the fact of what's really going on. To sit up there and pretty much make a decision on somebody that gets to live or whatever the situation is, we just don't have that power, and it's not meant for us to even have that power to make that decision.
Okay. All right. So then, I'm not going to ask you to state any of the questions because that's a confidential thing, of course. But I've sort of gone through that process before, so I'm somewhat familiar with it because it's been a long time ago. And I feel as you do that there's something terribly flawed with the way they do the judicial process in America, especially when it comes to our people. So were any of the cases that you were sort of listening in a little bit on today, were they mostly affiliated with us in terms of making a judgment stand upon us on some type of so-called crime or you know, something we might have committed against the law? Was it, what I'm asking is, was it predominantly us so-called black people on trial from what you saw today?
Yes. And I would say, if I did it percentage-wise, I would definitely say 95% of those cases was black. And I tell you now, and I tell my sister, and I tell my brothers, we're guilty. Just walking in, we're guilty.
So the guilty until proven innocent doesn't really apply to us then, huh? So we are really guilty until proven innocent. It's the opposite with us, huh? And then the thing is, we are very rarely proven to be what? Proven innocent. So, in other words, in a nutshell, the whole judicial system is flawed and terribly out of place and wrong and evil and wicked toward us, in other words.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
So what were you feeling? I mean, did you come into contact with any of the quote-unquote religious people, the quote, the Christians, or did you have a chance to even converse with anyone, or was it pretty much, a touch-and-go situation?
Well, pretty much a touch-and-go situation. As my father have opened my eyes, you know, I'm able to see people for who they are in the first place.
Mm.
You had your Christians, you had your all type of other religion there that, you know, you even had people that was already saying he's guilty without even seeing, this person that they're judging.
So he hadn't even gone through the judicial process yet. And yet they've already given him a verdict, in other words.
Yes.
Terribly flawed. Terribly flawed, my brother. So I understand and see what you're saying, and I can definitely relate to that. Like I say, I have been involved with this before, and my feelings and my sentiments are the same as yours in terms of my observations and what I've seen and observed with my own eyes and have heard with my own ears. So it is definitely a system that is totally against us. Now, from the spiritual perspective, how are you doing in that area? How do you feel about knowing who, first of all, your Heavenly Father is, and knowing who you are, and how do you operate within this parameter and within this thing that people say is new to you, and trying to feel you out and trying to say that, hey, Darius, you're going the wrong way. You need to turn. You need to come on back to JESUS. And give me your thoughts and feelings on that. How do you feel about this JESUS and all this business? Now, where are you with that?
Wow. I am nowhere near thinking of this slave ship that everybody wants to praise. I'll tell you, people, if you are into this, if you just do your study and everything that you'll go back and discover, nothing leads together. Everything, the stories that is said into the New Testament and all of these different things, there are nothing but stories. They have stole them stories that you're reading about yourselves. So I ask you not to tell anybody, and every day of my life, I stand on my Father's name because he said it won't be broken. You ask for me, he'll do it all. And that's why I follow, no matter what, even through evil, even through death, whatever it is, I know who got me.
Wow. Well, you know, from conversing with you, you know, numerous times and from time to time, and very often, should I say, I've heard some of your testimonies. You've testified to me some of your real life experiences that you've experienced since you've been into the truth and everything. And do you mind sharing with our listening audience of maybe some traffic situations you've been in, and how there were other people there with you in the car and everything? Thing and certain things you did and certain things you said got you out of certain situations, and it was so miraculous, and the ones who were around you were so dumbfounded, to they just didn't know how to respond to what they were seeing, and some of them still responded derogatorily. Do you care to share at least maybe one of those experiences? I know you've had numerous of them. Would you mind sharing with our listening audience on some of those experiences you've had since being in this way? All right. Go ahead. It's all yours, my brother. Go ahead.
Well, it was a situation that, first of all, I would like to say I haven't always been where I'm at now. Even in the beginning, when I found out his name and knew who my father and my creator was, it was a situation where me and a cousin of mine, we are late night driving, had a couple of too many drinks, and I guess I was going lane to lane or I was following my GPS, and I was pulled over by the police. So as the police pulled me over, he walked to my car, and he asked me for my license and registration. And he said, do you mind taking the breathalyzer test? And I told him, no, I do not follow your laws of your land. I said, I follow my father Yahweh. He said, well, you're not going to do it? I said, no, I'm not. So he called his supervisor, and his supervisor came out and said the same thing, asked me the same thing that this officer asked. I said, I told your fellow officer the same thing I'm going to tell you. I do not follow you all. I follow my father, rules and my laws of Yahweh. So as this going and on, the man came back. They did write me a ticket. And I know this for sure. Once I said my father's name, they retracted everything that they was doing, everything that they was about to attempt to do. They backed up. But I say this, and I say, you know, people might think, well, using the wrong for drinking and all this. But that's not it. My father told me, you know, what you did, and I saved you for what happened. But I'm going to handle you. So when my father told me that, and he did punish me, my people, anything that, even to this day, anything that I do wrong, he do tell me. And I do have to pay for it in his eyes, on his judgment, nobody else's. But that developed my life and developed my spirit into this is what you, how you have to live. You have to live correctly upon his laws and his rules. That's the only way we're going to stay safe, people, the only way.
So calling on that name at that very instance and at that very moment did indeed make a difference.
Make a difference. A big difference.
So what you say in knowing the father's name, that played role, we might as well just call it like it is. It was the ultimate change in that situation, the changer of that situation, in knowing who he was, and it did cause the officer to look at you even differently, did it not?
Yes, it did. He didn't understand. He was confused. They didn't know what direction or what step to take next.
And at one particular time, he kind of backed up a little bit there, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And kind of stared you down with a whole different glare there, huh?
A whole different glare. I'm not going if I can get this thing right quick.
Please do. I mean, it's your time now, bro. We're listening to you.
The profession I do, I work outside, and I do traffic as well. And it was this Caucasian dude walking in my work zone on crutches. And as he was coming by me, he said, this is a good day. Jesus done made a good day in the South. I said, I don't know of who you talking about. I said, who's this man that you're talking about? And he said, well, I'm talking about Jesus. I said, I follow Yahweh. Once I said my father's name, this Caucasian dude dropped his cane or whatever it was he's
crutches.
Carrying himself. Crutches, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He had his crutches, and he just dropped them straight to the ground, stood straight tall, and looked up in the sky and said, the man above, the father beyond the clouds, Yahweh, the Most High.
And this is after having mentioned the name Jesus to you, huh?
Yes, it is.
And he did, after he heard you mention the name, you said he dropped the crutches.
He dropped the crutches, looked up in the sky and said, the Father above the clouds, the Most High. He said, as we talking, he said, once you say his name, he said, even look across the street as we say his name. And it was a black dude, and I tell you, once we say his name, this man is way across the highway and looked at us, heard me call my father's name. He recognized and he heard that, I guess, our voice and just his name echoed all the way across the highway.
Mm.
Cars are flying by. There's no way in the world he could have heard me, just being normal people. And this same person that was walking by who heard us, we didn't see him. He vanished. He just vanished out of the blue. We did not see him anymore.
What? So both of you guys are, I know you were, Was this other guy that was with you, was he looking for him as well?
Well, the other guy was the Caucasian dude?
Yes.
The Caucasian dude seen the man walking.
Mm-hmm.
As we said his name, he said, look across. He said, that man here was calling his name as we speak. And now when I tell you this man walked up a little, this man vanished away as he looked at us.
And this was a brother, so to speak, a black man.
Yes, it was a brother.
So the man that vanished just in the thin air was a black man.
Yes, it was.
Tell me y'all ain't real and tell me the Malakim are not real.
They are.
The ones that they call angels. Tell me that they don't visit us and be here on this planet quite frequently and make frequent visits. Look at that. This man was here and then gone, huh?
Yes, it was. Yes, sir.
Praise the mighty Yah, man. Bro D, I don't know what else to say behind that. There's nothing else that can be said other than Baruch Atah Yah. Praise you, Yah. My brother. So, you know, in closing, how are you feeling right now? How are you really vibe? How do you feel about this thing and knowing who Yah is and knowing who you are? And as a matter of fact, who are you in Yah? What is your nationality?
I'm a Hebrew Israelite. I am in the 12 tribe of Egypt. And I tell you,
you mean the 12 tribes of Israel?
I'm sorry, 12 tribe of Israel.
No problem. I do that too, yes.
And I tell you about the find out who you are. Know who you are. Claim who you are. Come to your father, all you gotta do is just ask him. Even if you have problems or even having difficulty trying to find out what his name, and I tell you, and I have told 3 or 4 people what to do. If you have a problem with his name, get to yourself in meditation and ask your father to reveal his name to you. Trust me, he will.
Mm-hmm.
You have never let anybody down. He will come to you.
And has he not revealed his name to you in like manner?
And that's why I have to stand on his name.
There's nobody on this planet that can move you away from this truth that you live, walk, and talk now.
No. I don't care if they burn the army and point all the guns at me. I would die for my father's name.
Ooh, that's commitment right now. That's why Most High Yah continues to bless you and will continue blessing you. And you stay strong in the Yah, Brother Darius. You have any closing words for our listening audience as we close out here? Anything of great significance or anything that you're really feeling right now that you want to tell the listening audience?
Well, I just want to tell the listeners, I love you all, my brothers and sisters. Stay strong and keep your faith. And when you see your brother and sister, even if you have to reach back and give them your hand and help them, don't push them back. Bring them forward. That's the only way we're going to make it. We have to get this back together. Because if we don't, well, I never say we do, because our father has us in favor. But it sure make it easier on them if you know what your children doing what they're supposed to do.
That's right. We've caused them enough heartbreak and pain, and this doesn't need to continue anymore. Well, my brothers and sisters and Brother D, we have definitely appreciated you for bringing forth this news and information and this enlightenment into our listening audience. And we will be talking to you, if it's all right with you, on and on, frequently from time to time, whenever you can spare the time to speak with us. We're definitely invited, and we love you and praise Yah for you and your strong inspiration that you have. And in parting, we'd like to just tell you, shalom, shalom, my brother. We love you.
So I love you all, too. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Well, shalom, shalom. That was our interview with Bro D. Hallelujah. We can never overemphasize what is said in Psalms chapter 18, verse 10. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Safety in the name of Yahweh, my beloved brothers and sisters. You heard the brothers. Multiple testimonies here. These are real, my beloved brothers. So there's nothing fake. We don't pre-rehearse anything. All of the telephone interviews you hear me conduct with brothers and sisters, and you will hear quite a few of them because I will be conversing with brothers and sisters all across this nation and all over the planet. So stay here in the knowledge suite as we what? As the testimonies of Yah are sure, and we will continue to testify of the Most High Yah, His great and Kodash Shem, His mighty name, hallelujah, His great and quote, Kodesh name, and hallelujah, His testimonies. Join me again, my beloved brothers and sisters, this coming W day in the knowledge suite as I continue my assault upon the New Testament. May you be blessed and blessed and blessed. Shalom, shalom, shalom.